You're listening to the Keeping It Weird podcast.
Join us each week as we discuss life, relationships, motherhood, and everything in between.
No script, just pure chaos.
We'll be bringing some positivity, encouragement, and of course, a little bit of weird to your day.
I'm your host, Carrie.
And I'm your host, Veronica. And we are
Keeping It Weird.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Keeping It Weird podcast. It has been a hot minute. We are already looking at 2024, looking at January right now. We kind of took a step back to breathe.
Yeah, it's been months since we've recorded. Mm-hmm. I went back and listened to our introduction episode and
I feel like we're different people.
It's out of date.
I feel like we're different people now.
But I'm not going to re-record
it. I'm not re-recording it.
That's too much work. So it's January. At the time of this recording, 2024, we have officially been working on this podcast for like
5 years. 5 years. Because you asked me 4 years ago.
But no. But like actually recording.
Actively. I would say 8 months.
It's been terrible.
I mean, yeah, but we're both moms.
I mean, it hasn't been terrible. Well, yeah, I mean, we go months between recording sessions and, you know, it may sound completely disorganized and chaotic.
But it's organized.
But that's only chaos. Because it is.
It's organized chaos. We know what's going on. Does anyone else need to know? It is completely disorganized.
And we've already recorded episodes that we're scrapping. And
you know what? We may look like we don't have our life together. Because we don't.
I mean, we're still figuring it out. Okay? So if you're still hanging with us, well, of course you are. Because we haven't even launched yet.
You don't exist yet.
So here we are. We're finally back. We're recording.
Guess who's back?
I'm getting over another cough/cold. Feels like I'm constantly doing that whenever we record. So I constantly am like drinking hot tea whenever we record and coughing and sounding like a man.
No, honey, you sound like a man regardless. Oh. Like, don't blame that on the cough and the cold.
Well, thanks.
You literally sound like a Carl instead of a Carrie.
Okay, well, so we're sitting down here in Veronica's basement.
Vernon and Carl.
And I'm just expecting a bug to pop out at any moment because that's what happens when we're down here.
I love that for us.
Every time.
I love that for us.
And this is a finished basement. Like, this isn't a dark,
creepy,
damp. Mm-mm. Like, I'm not sitting on an old kitchen chair with three legs or anything. This is a finished basement with
walls,
furniture, and carpet. And
it's our game room.
But it's not relaxing because I don't know what's going to pop out or crawl on me or jump into my tea
for a
bath.
I'm literally, this room keeps you ready. Like, stay ready.
I don't like it.
You gotta stay. It's either fight or flight. And this room makes sure that you're ready for the fight.
I would rather flight.
Because, you know, you be on the streets, right? You just walk in minding your business and then bam, cockroach. Because you've been down here training with me against cockroaches, you're gonna know how to fight. Ugh. If you ever find yourself fighting a cockroach, you know?
I have. I have had several fights with cockroaches that it usually ends in tears.
10 out of 10.
It ends in their death.
Would not recommend.
And my tears. I could tell you stories about cockroaches.
Oh, gosh.
Battles I've had with cockroaches.
Oh, my gosh. I'll never forget the first time I ever saw a cockroach. You know there's no cockroaches in Alaska? There's no cockroaches in Alaska.
Let's move.
So my very first time I ever witnessed one was when I was in tech school in Texas. I'd gotten up super, super early because I wanted to get my laundry done. And I lived in this dorm room of like 150 other women. So as you can imagine, there was never any empty washes. So I get up at like 4:30. So the only people that are awake is the front desk, the security desk, mm-hmm. and apparently a cockroach. So I go into the laundry room, I flip on the light, and I see from what at the moment was this bug as big as my body. And I screamed bloody murder because I had no idea what I was looking at. Like, it was just this massive, and then it started to fly.
Ew.
So I'm screaming, security's running towards me, asking me what's going on. And when they realized it was a cockroach, I got in so much trouble because I caused a ruckus over a cockroach at 4:30. They made me push push Texas for what felt like an hour, but I did have to give them like 60 push-ups.
They are the worst type of bug. I would rather spend an evening with a family of spiders than I would with one singular cockroach. One of the worst. I can't believe our episode is about cockroaches. They don't deserve a minute of my time, but one of the.
But we've given them like 4 minutes already.
Oh gosh, one of the worst. Okay, I have two horrible experiences, but I may not share the second one because it might make people
vom.
I'm here for it. So for the first one, so I love taking baths.
Oh no.
I love it.
That's so vulnerable.
You're so vulnerable.
You're so vulnerable. Like, what are you going to do? Okay. So, I'm ready.
So, I think this is at one of my old house. So, I was relaxing in the tub. See, not only are you naked and vulnerable, but you're totally relaxed. It's just the perfect time for those little, just, they're so mean. So
vindictive.
It was the drain. It was the drain, you know, where your feet usually cover it.
So the one that, like, makes sure that it doesn't flood.
Yes, that one. So I saw something, like, poking out of it.
You know he was just waiting.
I thought it was, like, one of my hairs or something had, like, gone into the drain, but it wasn't. It was his little antenna.
He was just waiting.
And he...
I guarantee you, he was waiting.
He was relaxing in all the steam. And he poked his little head out. Went into the fetal position. Like, I got to the other end of the tub so fast, I didn't know I could move that fast.
That's the definition of naked and afraid.
But I tell you, he ended up taking a bath, and it was his last bath ever.
I'm gonna baptize you in this holy water.
It was his last bath, and
gosh, if you look up in the dictionary, so mad. Naked and afraid, it is a picture of you in the fetal position.
I didn't know I could hang out at the top end of that tub because it's not even a big tub, but I forced my body up there so fast and I shoved so much water because of my movement. It washed him away. And
if I could have been a fly on the wall,
he drowned.
He probably would have killed me too.
Oh my gosh. I hate them so much.
So what's the second one?
Oh no. So the second one was when I was still living with my parents, and their house was pretty old. I don't know, 70s. 60s.
I see. So that's
why not that old,
it's
I guess.
It's not that old because our house was built in the 50s.
Maybe it was. I don't know. It was an older house. And we lived in a wooded area. So we got
cockroaches. I remember your mom's back every now porch. And again.
Yeah.
So
pretty. It was very pretty. Very pretty, but lots of bugs. So
very infested.
I found one in my bedroom, which is like the freaking worst. It's the worst place to find one.
It's such an invasion of privacy.
It is.
Like, how very dare you?
I know. The gall.
First off, how dare you?
The audacity.
I can just see Kelly from here right now from the office. First off, how dare you?
So, whenever that happens, I just yell. I just yell in anger at these stupid bugs, and I find a shoe as fast as I can. So, I go to crush this thing, which is disgusting in and of itself. Like, they're so mean, they even make it terrible and terrifying just to kill them because you hear the crunch, and it is the worst. So, I think I chased him around, and I, like, missed a few times, and I'm so frustrated. I'm tearing my room apart. Tearing my room apart. So, I finally got him in between where the floor meets the wall. He's right in that corner where it's so hard to get him.
With a shoe, I'm assuming?
With a shoe.
Okay, great.
But I finally got him with, like, the point of my shoe. Like, I was screaming. Like, Dah! And so I finally got him. And I got him in such a way that his guts exploded out. And some got in my mouth.
He got the last laugh. He went out.
They're such buttholes. And all I could do was cry. I was so disgusted. All I did was cry. When you just have so much disgust.
When you have cockroach guts in your mouth, you
trauma.
Just cry.
Trauma.
Oh my
traumatizing.
Gosh.
How all much I could do is just cry. I just cried on the floor of my bedroom. I was so disgusted.
Do you have like PTSD now?
Yes, I hate them.
Oh gosh. I don't think there's really a bug out there that like bothers me that much except for spiders.
No, I'll hang out with spiders.
I actually like cry. I have scared my poor children at this rate. Nathaniel, my oldest, is an expert bug killer because he's more afraid of my fear than the bug itself. So I don't know why, but since we've bought that new car, somehow spiders keep getting in it.
Ew.
And they hang from my ceiling when I'm driving. They can't they can't possibly do that when I'm parked. Oh, God forbid that. That would be too convenient. No, I'm driving down Independence, and this thing is, like, floating in the air. I'm screaming bloody murder, and Nathaniel's like, I will kill it. Just stop. And he's, like, unbuckling and trying to, like, kill it as it's swinging. So now Nathaniel, like, he is, like, the ultimate bug killer. Anytime there's a bug of any kind in the house, we're just like, Nathaniel, can you go get that? And he's like, yeah, it's fine.
That's fantastic.
Oh, he's, yeah.
It's nice to have that around.
Well, Zach won't
don't have that.
Zach won't even kill a cockroach. He's right. He also hates cockroaches.
Yeah, Josh is not a fan.
It's got to be a Carolina thing then.
So I recently had one. I just moved into my newer house, my house that I'm in now. What, like a little over a year ago?
Right.
Oh, wait.
I feel like it's been 2 years already.
I'm coming up on 2 years.
Holy poop.
That's crazy. So I've only seen one cockroach in 2 years, thank God, and it was in my bedroom.
Always in your bedroom.
It was in my freaking bedroom.
What the heck?
And
in
so
your most sacred places.
I know. So I smushed him with a shoe, and then he got back up and started crawling again. And so I smushed him, and I'm like pounding him with my off-brand Walmart UGG.
Just die.
My UGG boot and
your Fug boot.
My Walmart UGG boot.
Fugs.
And I feel like probably a name brand UGG would have really smashed him, but it didn't work. And so I must have smashed this thing like 15 times, and I was getting so upset because it would not die. So I called Josh in. I was like, can you please kill this bug? Can you please just get it out? Just flush it, just something. Because I was crying.
You do know that they will survive the apocalypse.
Yes, I do know that.
They will survive the end of the world.
That... stubborn.
They are that vindictive. Like, I will not only die, or I will not only not die underneath your fug, but I am going to outlive everything.
Yeah.
I'm just going to exist in the dust.
But, you know, it just annoys him. He's like, why can't you do it? Like, why do I have to do this?
Well, why can't you do it? Like, that is also the same question. Like, why can't you do it?
Right. It's how you kill it. Look, I've tried like 20 times. I'm obviously not good at this. And I'm crying.
So I'm vomiting. I'm crying. In the fetal position.
The fetal position?
Yeah, the fetal position.
When you're peeing in fear and yes, in the fetal position at the same time?
I can almost guarantee you, you've been there.
Oh, yeah. I was in the bathtub that one day. I hate it. Can we stop talking about bugs now?
So I was going to just say, like, as much as these stories are probably cracking up everybody and their mothers up, I do kind of want to talk about, like, the Christmas holiday and how that went for you and how you're...
Let's segue
big time away from these bugs.
Roach guts.
Because I'll tell you...
into Christmas.
I'll tell you one thing. I can guarantee you that they're somehow listening and they're just like, hey, listen, buddies. Like, so we can't obviously infiltrate her house, but she comes here. Like, they're planning against you right now somehow in my walls.
Whatever.
So tell me about your Christmas. Tell me all the good and beautiful things Christmas. We brought in a new year. Lay it out.
Christmas was good.
Yeah?
The end.
Oh, my God. You're like the worst because you love Christmas so much.
I do love Christmas. In fact...
your phone case is Christmassy right now.
It's snowflakes. That's winter.
That's Christmas. That winter doesn't exist in the South. Next.
Well, I will say my Christmas was good. You know, it was the first one as a family of four.
That's so sweet.
So, you know, it was fun watching Rosie, even though she, you know.
Has no idea what's going
on. She has no idea what's going on, but it was still really fun.
Twinkly lights.
It just went by so fast. I feel like, you know, you do so much prep work and, you know, you decorate and then you buy all these presents. And
For one day.
I feel like the people who celebrate Hanukkah kind of, they're onto something.
Dang it. You know, actually, the Christmas holiday doesn't actually start according to the Christian calendar until after Christmas. And that is in its 12 days.
Well, why don't we do that? Why don't we actually
like the 12
celebrate...
days of Christmas, that song?
Yeah, but I feel
is
like
based
we
on the 12 days of the Christian calendar.
But we don't celebrate it for 12 days. We just do the one day and it's always so busy and it goes by so fast. Let's do that.
So I had the best Christmas I've probably ever had in a really long time. And it is because we were so intentionally slow with everything. Like, Zach put his foot down and was like, we are not going to go a bunch of places. We're not going to buy a bunch of crazy presents. Like, and I feel like, so we, the two of us, did our own little Christmas with our kids. And they got, you know, that whole evening to play with each other and play with their presents.
Mm-hmm.
And then my kids opened up their presents with their godmother and, or godmommy, and got, you know, that time to play with that on Christmas Eve. And then, you know, Christmas Day, we get up at 7:00 and they got an entire morning until 9:00. And then we went to mom's house. And then after mom's house, we went and saw a movie and we came home and it had pizza for the whole night. So I didn't do.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing.
It was a dream. I mean, I told Zach, if we don't do it this way every single year, we are doing something wrong. And then 2 days after Christmas, we usually go out of town as you know, an extended family. So all my in-laws and, you know, the kids and stuff like that, we all go and stay in one house. And that's just kind of like mom and dad's Christmas present.
Yeah.
To the adults, really, yeah. Because then dad plans all these really fun things. So we did that. We went and saw, what is it? The Reptile Museum. I sent you pictures of Sophie and Charlie and Maggie just like getting so excited over the snakes and the lizards and stuff.
So it was a reptile museum. It wasn't like an aquarium.
Okay. Yeah, they were all alive. I feel like museums, things are dead. Is that right? I mean, some of them were dead. Anyway, they were alive and well, and my kids really loved them. And dad took us to that. And then we went to Charleston and went to this really nice restaurant. And it was just... I mean, it was by far the best Christmas I've had in such a long time. And I don't really like Christmas because my father passed away on Christmas when I was 14. So Christmas is hard for me.
Yeah.
So to be able to slow down and take in the real meaning of Christmas,
mm-hmm.
which is time and the, you know, the birth of our Lord, and just doing it slow. And I got really nice gifts. You got me those coffee mugs that you didn't realize that I wanted, but have been wanting for 3 years.
I'm an amazing friend.
She is amazing. Oh my gosh. And they were even, she's like, I didn't see them on your Amazon list. And I said, they're on there.
I didn't, because your Amazon list is 1,000 items deep.
Yeah, because I want you to have options. You've given me on your Amazon list, there's like 3 items.
Okay.
And one of them is a generator.
Have you ever heard of option paralysis?
You have a generator on yours, Carrie.
I don't know if...
You have a backup generator.
Maybe I made that up, but I get paralysis from too many options. So I see like the first page of your items and then that's it. So keep your favorites at the top.
Well, that was a favor. I've been wanting these mugs forever. They're so beautiful. They're like vintage looking, mm-hmm. and they're aesthetically pleasing. I will link these mugs for you guys, because they will change your life. It will literally be the second best decision you've ever made. It first should be accepting Jesus Christ in your life, and then the second will be buying these mugs.
I thought you were going to say the first one was deciding to listen to this podcast. It's your first good decision.
First good decision of the day. Is the listening to our bull crap. The second.
Accepting Jesus Christ. Yeah. Okay. It'll be the third best decision you ever made.
You should listen to this podcast. Buying these mugs. Knowing Jesus is your savior, drinking from these mugs. Triple whammy, man. Triple whammy. Okay, so.
So that was your favorite gift this year.
I definitely say it was one of my favorite gifts. I don't even remember any of the rest of my gifts, because that is what just stood out to me so much. Was
I'm so glad.
Those gifts. Gosh, what did Zach even get me?
Doesn't matter.
Not those mugs.
Doesn't matter.
Not those mugs.
On that note, out of curiosity.
Okay.
What's the worst gift you've ever received?
Oh, God. This brings up some bad memories. I hated it so much. But now, I think... I would love it.
Okay.
So that's the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
It was a kick in the face for me, because I felt like the person who got it for me didn't know me at all.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
So I was seeing a guy, and I think it was like our third Christmas or maybe second Christmas. I don't know. I remember feeling like the gifts were kind of thrown together. He knew I didn't care for Christmas. It was a really crappy relationship regardless, so I really shouldn't have expected much.
Okay, so good start.
Yep. And I'm not saying that it was crappy because of him. I think we were both crappy. I think we had no business being together. I think we broke up 20 times.
We were terrible people.
We were, and we broke up 20 times, but it was like, you know what? 15th time's the charm. Like, and all of my friends were like, it's not going to work.
Eternally, I'm like, optimistic.
I mean, seriously, though. I was like, no, he's going to change. I'm going to change. Everything's going to be fine. Everything was not fine. Mm. So this Christmas comes around, and let me set the scene. I'm in my early 20s. I'm like 21, okay? I'm a baby. The things that I do for my pastime are taking a nap after work on a Thursday.
Amazing.
Getting up and going to the club
until
2 a.m.
Oh.
And then getting up at 6 and going to work for the Air Force.
To be young again.
Oh, taxpayers' money, man. Can you imagine? Oh, my God. We're not going to go there. That's another episode. But anyway, I'm 20, 21. So, like, me, I'm thinking, like, is there any hobbies that she likes? Is there anything that she's, like, into? Like, let me get her some new makeup. Let me get her, like, a massage. Let me pay for her nails. Like, those were the things. And I know that's so stupid. But that's just where I was in life. I was very materialistic. I lived in Florida. I had a guaranteed paycheck every 2 weeks, and I had health insurance. I was living my best life in Destin, Florida, okay? Buy me a bathing suit.
Okay.
He bought me kitchen appliances from Marshalls, and he left all the tags on. So I saw how much he spent on, like, 4 spatulas.
So not stuff that you were interested in whatsoever.
Not stuff I was interested in whatsoever. Also, not only was it not things I was interested in whatsoever, they were the cheap of cheap.
Like on clearance?
Like, if you put an egg in this pan, it will never come off of this pan, no matter how much cooking spray you put on this pan.
Those stick pans.
So I just felt like I didn't feel seen. I didn't feel like he knew me at all. We didn't really have, like, a relationship where, like, I was cooking a lot. Like, I wasn't in, like, right now, if someone was to get me kitchen supplies, I'd be really excited. Actually, this is the first year I didn't receive kitchen appliances. Last year, I received a bread machine. The year before that, I received a mixer because I was making all my cakes by hand.
Yeah.
So, you know, Laura took pity and grabbed me a stinking mixer. Year before that, what did I get? It was something cooking. I got a wok, and I still use that thing to this day. But, like, that's me now, you know, whereas, like, me then, I was just like, you don't even, like, it just felt like we broke up that January. Not because of the Christmas presents, but that didn't help.
I was, like, going to say, you should have just broken up right then and there.
Like, you know, you don't even know me. And you know what I got him?
What?
I'm really expensive camping gear and fishing gear because we went camping. That was, like, the one thing I loved about our relationship was we went camping almost every weekend in the summer in Florida.
Wow.
So this was something that he was into and passionate about and that we would use together. So I don't know if he was just, like, trying to make a wife out of me with you know, no wife upgrades of any kind.
Oh, my word.
Oh, it was. To this day, it is stuck with me that I was like, if someone ever just gets me a gift that I just don't feel seen, or, like, do you even know me? I'm not going to even waste my time with that human being.
So zero thoughtfulness.
I would just, at that point, I would rather you just save your money and not get me a gift and maybe get me an experience. But we'd been together for 2 years.
Yeah.
You know me. You just went to Marshall's because you forgot Christmas was coming and you bought kitchen appliances because I'm a female. That's what it was.
And on another episode, we'll be discussing what type of person you have to be to actually enjoy camping.
And not glamping. Oh my gosh.
Oh god.
You know, I actually have a whole Amazon list that you don't even know about of just camping gear.
That doesn't surprise me.
Because it's not glamping. It is camping gear, like tents. You know, like sleeping on the floor tents. Oh, my gosh. No, I loved camping. Nope. Oh, I loved camping. So tell me.
That's why I quit the Girl Scouts.
Oh, my gosh. That's not what you probably got kicked out of the Girl Scouts. Let's be honest here. What comes to, like, when you first think of the worst gift you've ever received, what comes to mind?
Oh, god. So I think the worst one that I ever received was back when I worked at a medical office. This was the same office we worked at together, but this was before you came and joined me.
Okay.
So it was an OBGYN office, and I worked the front desk area.
Yeah, shout out to Carrie. She's gotten me 2 jobs since moving to Charlotte.
Yes. I'm such a good friend.
You are such a good friend. Mugs and jobs. That's all you need in a friend.
So I'm like, I was probably like 25 years old at this point. And it was a large office, so we had a lot of front desk individuals. We had a lot of girls up there working. And so we decided to do a Secret Santa one year.
Aww. That could be good.
It was, yeah. It potentially could have been really fun.
It had potential.
And it started out great. Like, they passed out these little sheets of paper to everybody that said, you know, do you prefer coffee or tea? What's your favorite candy?
I love those little things. Because that really makes, like...
It makes it easy.
It makes it so... I mean, it's basically saying, like, this is what you can get me.
Like, yeah. It's, like, you have creative license, but here are your boundaries.
It should be, one might say, foolproof.
Right.
But go ahead and tell me how it wasn't.
So... Yeah, I mean,
what were your answers?
So, I don't remember exactly what the questions were. It was probably like, you know, what's your favorite scent? In case someone wanted to give you a candle or coffee lotion, and
tea, favorite places to shop.
Yeah, favorite stuff like that.
Places to eat, pretty standard.
So I can't remember who I chose, but that's how we drew names. Was we got those lists. Okay, you put your name at the top.
Yeah,
and so I'm pretty sure I can't remember exactly who I got, but you know, it was like. Coffee or tea? Coffee. Okay, well, I got her this like really cute coffee mug and, you know, favorite color pink. So I got her some really cute pink socks and like a Starbucks gift card and like all this stuff that I think would be just like a really cute gift. And with those, you know, with that list, it's very easy to shop for someone that you don't really know that well, like a coworker.
It should be foolproof.
Yeah. So my Secret Santa got me a little porcelain statue of an angel. And, you know, normally angel statues, you know, they can make you feel different things.
Okay.
You know, like sometimes they're like,
they make me feel 80.
Like sometimes, you know, maybe you get like a really sweet angel. It's like, oh, there's
like a precious moment
comforting
one.
Me. Or yeah, maybe a comforting angel or, you know, those big ones, and you're like, oh, that angel's so majestic. This angel was lounging. And it was like, she could have gotten me a majestic angel. She could have gotten me a comforting angel.
No.
She gets me an angel, and the angel's like, what up? It's Christmas.
Nah.
What up? It's Christmas.
Maybe she viewed you as an angel, but like, lazy.
I don't know what happened.
Is that all that was there? Just a chillin' angel?
It was a lounging angel, a very relaxed angel statue. And I need to get... What's the acting awards? Is it an Academy Award?
Maybe again.
A Golden Globe. I don't know.
A Grammy?
An Oscar?
I don't know.
For my performance.
She nailed it.
Of acting like she nailed it.
Gosh darn it. I'm going to go back and get more of these. Everybody gets a lounging angel. You get a lounging angel. You get a lounging angel.
So I'm like...
You pumped her up. She's been given lounging angels since 2010. Dude,
I know. It was terrible. Oh, God. It was awful.
Do you still have it?
No. I took that thing and I rewrapped it and I re-gifted it to my little sister at Christmas.
You know what she did for you, your Secret Santa? She saved you some money.
No. I mean, I got my sister a real gift, too, but I definitely re-gifted that to see her reaction. And if you know my little sister, she's not putting on a show.
She was big pissed.
She gave me the perfect reaction I was looking for, which was anger.
What was this?
Yeah.
Where'd you find this?
So that's
the $1.25 store? Like, what is this?
I haven't seen it since. I don't know if she re-gifted it or... If she kept it going.
I hope it's floating around somewhere, just making people angry.
I would love to know where it's at now.
We should ask her.
Whose shelf it's lounging on currently.
Covered in dust.
I would love to know.
If you do, I would like to see it. I would like to have it.
My gosh.
I will put it on the shelf.
That good old lounging angel.
And that's it. That's all she got you.
Yep, that was it. That was my gift.
So here's my question. Does once you find out who your Secret Santa is, do they tell you like who it is, or do you just open your gift and it's still a mystery? Do you know who did it?
No, they bring you the gift and watch you open it.
Oh, God.
So that's why I'm telling you. That's why I received I need to receive an award for my acting skills.
I will say the last time I did a Secret Santa in that office, I went like above. I wrote riddles for mine. I wrote, do you remember the riddles that I wrote for that girl? Oh my gosh, I wrote like riddles that she had to read before opening the gift, and it like had something to do with the gift. And I didn't just give her a gift. I gave her like a week's worth. Like every day she would find something on her desk.
Oh my gosh.
And it was never the same time.
That is such a Veronica thing to do.
Oh my gosh. But my love language is gift giving.
Yes, for
and
sure.
I enjoy giving gifts. I don't really love receiving gifts. I feel weird and awkward. Like when you gave me my gifts, I was like, I don't really want to like have you watch me open these.
So weird.
I feel weird because it's like, what if I don't like it and then I have to fake it? You know what I mean? I don't want to have to fake it. I just want to like quietly not like it.
I'll teach you how to fake it.
Oh, gaw. Oh. Oh, children, don't listen.
So how can we wrap this up?
We can lounge on out of here.
How can we wrap this up?
Well, I'm hoping everyone else had a great Christmas. And if you received crappy gifts this year, or I would love to hear other people's worst gifts. Like, please, please, yes. Please let us know.
Oh my gosh, the worst gift you've ever gotten.
Worst gift you've ever received and why. Because I think the why matters. Because a lot of people are probably listening and be like, I would love to receive kitchen appliances. Okay, yeah, same. At 35...
Right.
Not at 21. That man should have just got me a bottle of Jack because I was listening to Kesha every single day. Mm. I was literally brushing my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Just kidding. I wasn't doing that.
Yeah, you can never handle whiskey. Anyway.
I can't handle whiskey.
So let us know. Let us know the worst gift you've ever received. And on that same note, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you hate a cockroach?
10.
Definitely want to hear that too.
10 out of 10 would not recommend cockroaches. You know, there's people. I saw something that this little girl like collects them. I'll send you the video.
I don't want it.
I'm going to send it to you.
So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Keeping It Weird podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
If you liked us, leave a review and hit that subscribe button. See you next time!